You're listening to Dear Adult Daughter, a podcast for those who want to navigate and heal from complex relationships with their mothers, whether they're narcissistic or not. And today I have a question from somebody who has read my books and wrote in. She said, "My mother wasn't a nasty, abusive mother, but she didn't protect me or my brother from my father, who, due to his own complex PTSD and perhaps a personality disorder, was intolerant and verbally abusive. As well, my mother was politely neglectful. From age 5, it was up to me to get myself to school on a public bus. I went to 5 different schools before I was 12, and when I had an eating disorder at age 16, I went to the hospital alone. She was too busy to collect me after a day of grueling interventions, so I got 2 public buses home. She was unable to acknowledge me or ground me through these upheavals. I've been partially estranged since I left home at 18. I'm now 57. And I've had lots of therapy and I've done lots of grieving, particularly since the pandemic. She's now 83 and seems to want some kind of relationship with me, but it's hard to force myself to be around her. I'm resentful that there seems to be nothing in it for me other than soothing my own conscience, and then I feel ashamed that I'm not more compassionate. When I talk to her, she either denies that any of this happened or says that I should just get over it and be positive, which is the last thing I want to do. I want to be real. I don't want to be positive, and I resent colluding with the fantasy that it's all okay. Can you help me make sense of the hurt and confusion that stems from neglect from a mother who wasn't and isn't overtly abusive?" Yes, yes, I can. Of course you are confused and hurt and resentful. The person who was supposed to protect and nurture you did the opposite and to this day denies your experience. It makes 100% sense that you feel this way. Not protecting a child who is being abused is abusive. Neglect is traumatic. Not being a compassionate witness to abuse and trauma is shaming. Telling your adult daughter to just get over it and be positive about the abuse she experienced is also abusive. You were taught that if it wasn't that bad or overt and you're still struggling or hurt or confused, then it must be a you problem. No. No. Big capital N-O exclamation point. The problem is abuse and the culture of abuse that is upheld by institutions and systems that blame and shame victims of abuse and have for millennia, and how many of us have internalized it and perpetuated it against ourselves. If your mother had been a compassionate witness, she would have told your father, "Stop it. This is wrong. This is not okay." And she would have told you, "It's not okay for anyone to treat you that way, not even your father, especially not your father." Instead, your mother made you wrong because the abuse happened rather than seeing the abuse itself as wrong. And sure, we can guess why. She was dependent on an abusive man and couldn't leave because she had no resources. So in order to remain safe, she put up with it and allowed him to abuse you and your brother. And I want to read a very small excerpt from my book, You Are Not Your Mother, Releasing Generational Trauma and Shame, because I think it speaks to this dynamic. Right now, she can't have these conversations with you. She can't acknowledge her own trauma or choose to do her own healing work because her nervous system has been hijacked. And even though the tools are available to her now, she won't use them. She has created a narcissistic shield to protect herself from her own shame, fear, deep sadness, or grief. And it's why she insists on denying you now. It's not safe for her to acknowledge what happened. The vulnerability is too much. And you are not, and never were, responsible for her safety, physically or emotionally. You don't have to force yourself to be around her simply because you can understand and explain why she treated you the way she did. You don't have to tolerate behavior that she doesn't intend to be malicious, harmful, or overtly abusive, but feels that way to you. Unshame your experience, continue to grieve, be real, cultivate compassion for yourself first by meeting yourself where you are, maintain healthy boundaries, and when you're ready, find joy where you want to find it. Much, much love, Karen.